The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So, coming back into the seated posture. Actually, the seated posture is a good posture, but I'm going to invite people that if you want to lie down with this one, if you actually feel like it would be easier for you to relax, then try that. You know, if it actually feels like that would be more supportive, try that. My only invitation would be, if you lie down, to not point your feet at the Buddha. Just a little cultural thing that sometimes is a nice thing to respect. So if lying down feels like it might be an easier way to manage this one, try that. And there's lots of extra cushions around, so make yourself comfy. So the point of sitting up is to be awake. And certainly there's a way in which our body energies can move when we're sitting up. It's a little different when we're lying down. But so many of us hold tension in our body, like all of the time, that it's really helpful for us to lie down to actually learn how to relax and let ourselves just be supported. So, maybe we'll do that as the next one after this, all together. So whatever posture you're in, make sure that you feel relaxed. That's the main thing. And we start with ourself, again bringing this quality of loving kindness to ourself. Feeling the quality of loving kindness as a core basis, a place of resting, a refuge. It's not a good idea that we are superimposing on ourselves. It's an abiding place. So reconnect with that quality of loving kindness that is suffusing our body, our heart, our limbs, our nervous system, suffusing our mind, our thoughts, our ideas. Every place where we have any sense of identity. All of us, in all of the various ways that we express ourselves, we feel love. Held, embraced, suffused, illuminated by love. And this is the place that we return to. When we need to pause, we come back here to this wellspring of embodied love. Now bring to mind the image of people, maybe you saw a glimpse of people in the car driving over here. You caught maybe the color of what they were wearing or an expression on the face or something. Another person. You don't know. Just pause with that, whatever pieces of information you had about that person. And just allow this quality of loving kindness to flow to them. see them filled with love and care and kindness, and them letting the love in. Notice how it feels in your own body to see them filled with love and letting the love in. And now change to another person, maybe somebody that you see when you go shopping for food, or that you saw last time you went shopping for food. And again, just allowing this force of loving kindness, this field of loving kindness, to flow to them, to hold them, to support them, to illuminate. See their body and their heart and their mind, and see them letting it in. And now bring attention to a couple of second graders, African American second graders. They got off the bus on Wednesday morning, before class even began. And they were asking if slavery is going to come back into this country. And just let our hearts open to surrounding them and suffusing them and filling them with love. Not falling into pity. Careful where our own minds are going, but just some children who we don't know, who are scared, and filling them up with love, seeing them suffused with love. Seeing them letting the love in. And coming back into our own experience of this loving, quality. And now bring our minds to some Somalian women who were walking in the neighborhood where the protest was on Thursday, absolutely terrified that they were going to be deported. And letting our hearts be directed, this force of loving kindness be directed to suffusing them, supporting them, engulfing them, embracing them with love. People we don't know, we haven't met, we don't know where they came from. And we don't know what being deported would mean. But we can direct our love to them now. And coming back to our own experience, our own heart, our own body, and returning to that field of loving kindness that we are immersed in. Suffused by. Now bring your mind to two women, upstanding members of the community. People that people respect and love and admire, consider their mentors. These two women are married and have been for a long time and love each other very deeply. And on the way, driving somewhere through Wisconsin, they stop at a garage to get some gas. And one says to the other, "Don't call me sweetheart and don't touch me. It's not safe." Bringing this force field of love to them. Seeing them suffused with loving kindness, held in loving kindness. And now coming back to our own body, our own heart, our own experience, returning to the field of loving kindness that is our resting place. And now bring to mind what it might be like to be born, and somehow the gender of the body and the way that one feels doesn't fit. It's not a good match. It feels uncomfortable. And whatever choices you make, just the simple need to go to the bathroom is an ordeal. Which bathroom do I use? Is it going to be okay? Will I feel embarrassed or ashamed? Will I have to defend myself? Where do I belong? And for genderqueer people, for oneself in this circumstance, bringing forth love. Filling up the body and the heart and mind with love, and letting the love in. And now bringing attention back to one's own body, heart, and mind. Feeling the field of loving kindness that one is immersed in is one's resource, one's anchor, one's resting place, one's abiding place, one's bedrock. And now for the next few minutes of this meditation, allowing other people that you don't know to come to mind. Seeing them filled with love, suffused with love and letting love in. In from one person to the next person, coming back and touching the field of love that you are resting in.